right, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Trade ministers from 27 European nations are due to meet later to discuss the tariffs imposed by the United States. President Trump has said he will not back down. EU member countries will discuss possible reprisals, while the Prime Minister has been calling for cool heads. The Republican strategist Amy Tarkanian says Donald Trump has also denied trying to engineer a stock market sell-off.
The president stated today that he didn't want global markets to fail, but also wasn't concerned about a massive sell-off. He actually sees that this is what he would call tariffs as medicine in order to fix something.
There'll be further talks later aimed at trying to end the Birmingham bin strike. Collectors from the Union Unite have stopped work over a dispute over jobs and pay. It's being suggested the health problems suffered by A&E patients could be worsening because of missed doses of prescription medication. The Royal College of Emergency Medicine has found some fail to get their medications on time, while others don't receive them at all. The NHS says it will be studying the research closely. And the National Gallery says it will let a member of the public sleep there overnight for the first time when part of it reopens. The Sainsbury Wings undergone a two-year refurbishment. Somebody will be chosen to be allowed to rest on a bed near its paintings on the 9th of May. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
You're up to date and I'm Sam Pittis. Welcome to you, starting the week with great music. Well, of course, if you've just woken up, how about an early morning waltz with Tchaikovsky?
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
A bad way to start the week. The Bluebird by Charles Villiers Stanford, performed by The 16, directed by Harry Christophers, currently on their Choral Pilgrimage tour. I saw them begin that a month or so ago. Fantastic, fantastic to be there live and just experience The 16. And we began with The Waltz from Sleeping Beauty by Tchaikovsky, the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, Naimi Järvi conducting. 4:10 Monday morning. Great to have you, whatever you've got planned for this week. We've got music to start with a little Mendelssohn on the way, and we'll have our piano piece as well. We turn to a composer next who I always love to have alongside Tchaikovsky. You may know the story that these two didn't exactly see eye to eye. Tchaikovsky and Brahms, not fans of each other's music, and initially not fans of each other until they met and had dinner together and got on relatively well. But still, there was an indifference about the music. Well, you can't like everything. Still, let's put them together, shall we? From Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty to Brahms' Symphony No. 4. This is the opening movement.
We'll be right back.
It's a wonder to me that Tchaikovsky wasn't a fan, pouring every last drop of emotion out of that, as Tchaikovsky did with his works. Brahms' Symphony No. 4, that was the opening movement, Staatskapelle Berlin, directed by Daniel Barenboim on Classic FM. Morning to you, our daily piano piece next. And we turn to the pianist, Alexandre Thoreau. A recent interview I was reading with him, he said, music's the only art that must be reinvented every day, reinterpreting to the measure of what we see and what we hear, because we are changing all the time. Do you feel different this morning? Well, here's a musical smile.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
It's lovely that, isn't it? The City of London Symphonia and the Cambridge Singers, directed by John Rutter, his own work, The Lord Bless You and Keep You. And Le Tic-Toc Choc by François Couperin was performed by Alexandra Thoreau, our daily piano piece on Classic FM. We heard the voices of the 16 earlier. It's so great to see them a month or so ago. Something to tell you about. They are the album of the week this week. The 16's brand new album of choruses from Handel's Messiah, featured by Alexander Armstrong. He's with you from 10 this morning, as he is every weekday, with his new album of the week, worth hearing a selection from the 16. Handel, quite an influence, actually, on our next composer, Mendelssohn, who performed his works, edited his works, and to some extent published them as well. This is Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor, and we hear the third movement. Thank you. morning to you, wherever you are, whatever you're up to. I'm Sam Pittis, very much enjoying sharing the music. Mendelssohn always makes my day. The finale of his violin concerto in E minor, Jennifer Pike, and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, Edward Gardner, conducting. Hope you're well this Monday morning. We heard from Tchaikovsky earlier. Did you see the news over the weekend that Ralph Fiennes is to direct a new version of Tchaikovsky's opera Eugen Onegin? He's going to direct it for the Paris Opera with Semyon Bychkov conducting. Interesting to see what that's like. I don't think Brahms would have bought a ticket, do you, after what we said earlier? Tchaikovsky, for his part, absolutely loved the music of Delibes, and he said of his work, Sylvia, that if he'd known that ballet music could be that good, he wouldn't have written his own Swan Lake. Well, we'll hear from Delibes' Sylvia in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and Which? Recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. You can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas Friday.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Volslan from Sylvia by Delibes, the new Philharmonia Orchestra, Richard Bonning conducting. And we had Chopin's most famous nocturne in E-flat, Xiongqin Cho, performing on Classic FM. Hello to Vera, who particularly enjoyed hearing the Bluebird earlier, sketching and enjoying the music to start the day. Great to have you. Hello to Calvin as well, tucked up in bed and staying there for a bit longer with the music for company. You can text me, 61812, email at classicfm.com. If you want to say hello, welcome the week, or just let me know what you're up to, whether you're tucked up in bed or you've got big plans for the day, let me know and I'll give you a musical dedication. Uplifting music to start your day in nature and in name.
Thank you.
you go. Uplifting start to the day. Allevazione by Domenico Zippoli. Julia Girdwood playing the oboe. Robert Truman, the cellist, with the Consort of London. Robert Hayden Clark directing. What else can I tell you? Well, it's Monday morning. You may be thinking, do you know what? I just need some encouragement for this week to come. Well, how about a dawn chorus from the Lloyd Webber family? Mozart II and Elgar serenades us. It's the best way to start the day with great music on Classic FM to come after the news at 5.
Classic FM.
We don't have enough staff to clean a whole office block, I'm afraid.
Meg's new cleaning firm has been turning down some big jobs. To ensure it doesn't happen again, she needs to get her hiring done and dusted.
But I'm hoping we can be of service very soon.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
With Virgin Money, you can feed your wanderlust with epic travel perks, so you get extra for your money. And you can boost your balance with cash back and savings, so you get extra for your money. You can even enjoy rewards from across the Virgin family, so you get extra for your money. That's right. With Virgin Money, you get more for your money. Add extra to ordinary. Search Virgin Money. Backed by the current account switch service, UK 18 plus terms apply. Virgin Money is a trading name of Clydesdale Bank PLC.
Oh, I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need always discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, stock markets in Asia have fallen sharply as President Donald Trump's tariffs continue to send shockwaves around the world. Shares in Hong Kong and Taiwan opened 9% down, while Japan's Nikkei at one point traded at over 8% lower before recovering. Mr. Trump has shrugged off the collapse while speaking to reporters on Air Force One.
I don't want anything to go down, but sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. And we have such a horrible, we have been treated so badly by other countries because we had stupid leadership that allowed this to happen. They took our businesses, they took our money, they took our jobs, and it's not sustainable. We're not going to do it.
So Keir Starmer is to set out a series of reforms to boost car manufacturing in the UK. He'll restore a 2030 ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel cars, but relax the rules around manufacturing targets. The changes are designed to help firms make the transition to electric vehicles. Negotiators are to hold fresh talks in an attempt to end the Birmingham bin strikes. Thousands of tons of waste have piled up on the streets since the walkout began last month. Members of Unite are on an indefinite walkout in their row over pay. The King and Queen will begin a four-day state visit to Italy, where they'll celebrate the UK's ties with the European nation. Charles and Camilla will carry out engagements in Rome. A separate state visit to the Vatican has been postponed as Pope Francis continues to recuperate from double pneumonia. And Leslie Manville and John Lithgow were among the big winners at the Olivier Awards last night. Lithgow won Best Actor for his portrayal of Roald Dahl in Giant, while Manville's role in Oedipus landed her Best Actress in a Play.